This is Rich.
Rich, hey, this is Tyler from the radio station KX93.5, and your wife, Julie, nominated you for something on our station. Do you have a couple minutes so I can tell you?
Sure.
Okay, so we're doing a little promotion here at the station called Dad a Day, where every day until Father's Day in June, we're honoring a different dad. And Julie took the time to write in a little bit about you and nominate you on our website.
Oh, my, that woman of mine.
So I'd love to read to you what she wrote about you and also tell you what you get for being this.
Okay.
All right. So here you go. Here's what Julie had to say about you, Rich.
Okay.
She said, when I met my husband 20 plus years ago, he was a single father raising a 4-year-old son. I, too, was a single parent raising a son, and this really impressed me, so much that I married him. While we were raising our children, my husband turned down several career promotions that would have required him to be away from home. Yes, it would have meant more money and more material things, but it was more important to my husband to be home and be a hands-on parent. He unselfishly devoted all his free time to coaching or being involved in some capacity with our children's sports activities. We're talking football, baseball, volleyball, rugby, and soccer. What I enjoyed most was his coaching style. It was encouraging, helpful, constructive, and positive when many coaches were the opposite. I loved watching him motivate the worst player on the team to be the best he could be. He made every child's experience, regardless of skill, a good one. Anyone who's had a child in sports knows a bad coach can destroy a young person's motivation and desire. Years after our children were grown, he still volunteered his time. My husband is a wonderful example and mentor to our children and all young people he comes in contact with. And what's truly heartwarming is my husband is still coaching many of these young people today. And what, you may ask, the most important game of all, life. Rich Harkey, you are a fine example of what a husband, father, stepfather, son, brother, uncle, and friend should be. I love you.
Wow. That's pretty damn fantastic.
Pretty special, huh?
Ugh. Well, why are you doing this to me in the middle of my day?
I know. I know. I love it and I hate it equally.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's a good smile on my face.
Is there anything you want to say about Julie or your kid or your stepkid?
I have the best wife in the world. Our love for each other has just blossomed. You know, we had some rocky roads with a blended family in the beginning, but we've kind of worked our way through all that, and we have a great relationship with our kids, our parents, everybody. And we've got a great circle of friends, and my wife is my rock. She's my biggest supporter. I love her dearly, and she's the best.
Do you have any advice to those who are also entering like a blended family situation? Because it's obviously pretty common these days.
Patience, patience, patience. Sure, don't have a club. Have a hug. You know, the kids have all been through rough stuff, and we all have different parenting styles, and to not come into a blended family and just think that because you're a man, an adult, and a father to your own son, that you are going to just step in and do that role to your stepson. You know, one thing I can say is there was a time that my son came to me when he was about 11 years old and said, do you think I can call Julie Mom? And I told him, you go ask her, because I know that would make her feel special. And my stepson, it took a little longer, but now he considers me his dad.
Yeah.
So that to me is patience and hugs versus clubs.
Well, you're a one-of-a-kind dude, and that's why we want to honor you this Father's Day. So we've got a couple things for you. We've got a little gift package from Hobie Surf Shop. They're going to give you a hat, a sweatshirt, and a t-shirt. All you have to do is drop by the store, and they'll be expecting you anytime. And next week, we're going to draw a grand prize drawing, and that could include a staycation at the ranch with 9 holes of golf, a father-son haircut at the Den, some man candles from the Garage Collective, and board shorts for you and the kids from Landmark Surf Shop.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So we just want to make sure dads get a little extra love this year.
Thank you, my friend. And I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. You guys have a great community station. I listen to it all the time. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome, man. I'll see you later.
All right.